Hi, I'm Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice. To round out National Women's History Month with our last blog of the month, we wrap up the introduction to Dr. Mary Edwards Walker's Unmasked, or The Science of Immorality, to gentlemen. I mentioned last week that I hoped Dr. Walker had exceptions in her life to the men she describes here. Her focus is toward men and women who need to hear what she says, but her key audience is the people who have a thread of decency that can be plucked and begin to unravel the immorality of which she speaks. Firstly, she identifies the six classes of men and their codes of honor that must be dealt with. While every man has his code of honor in relation to women, nearly all of these codes can be summed up in the following list. 1. The code of a pure life, where no sexual wrongs to himself or to a woman have ever existed, but where every woman is treated with the same deference as though she was his honored mother or sister, where his wife is treated with all the acknowledged rights as though she were physically stronger than himself and perfectly independent of him in all regards. That there are so few with this code is why there is so much of contention, strife, rapes, seductions, and murders. There can be none of these evils where men live up to the noble standard of true manhood. 2. The code of sowing wild oats and then marrying a pure girl and settling down, and priding himself on being one of the very best of men, never once dreaming that there can be any better specimens of manhood, or thinking that he has any obligations to that pure girl in keeping himself pure for her, as she has been keeping herself for him. 3. The code of living life number 2, being equally careful not to have any slanders in the shape of illegitimate children, and, like number 2, boasting that they never visited a public woman or seduced a girl, but all through life having relationships sexual with so-called respectable women, married and single. Sometimes men with this code marry and sometimes do not, but always living the same life, making their marriage a convenience, if they ever do conclude to marry, and with their associates talk jocosely over the convenience of having a wife, when there are reasons why it is not policy or pleasure to go elsewhere. They use every art to keep their wives in the belief of their faithfulness to them, and laugh at the idea of a jealous thought in them, or frown and become angry at such a suspicion. 4. The code of this class is to visit reputable houses, talk up marriage, court several different girls, taking precaution to have them in different places or in different circles of society, seduce under promise of marriage through force or fear, help them out of incente condition, carry on the game until he wearies of his victim, or she, finding he will not marry, discards him. Those of this class boast that they are as good as any men among their chums. They boast of their conquests and get rid of some of their victims by getting some other fellow to play the same game, and then twit the girl with unfaithfulness to them as a cause for desertion. 5. The code of this class is to visit disreputable houses, make bargains and sales, and would despise seducing girls or invading other men's families. Pure sexual gratification is the one idea, and the quality is little to be considered. More married men than single ones patronize such houses. We shall give the reasons, therefore, hereafter. This class treat respectful women with much more deference than the seducers who boast of never going to a bad house. 6. The code of this class is to be constantly on the alert for victims, and their thirst for variety leads them into the most dishonorable means to accomplish ends. Rapes are committed by them, and even small girls are victims. This is a sobering introduction to what has been called a Victorian sex manual. She later goes into discussions about anatomy, myths, and her own sexual sensibilities. We will have to save those readings for a later time on my forthcoming podcast. Meanwhile, let me know what you're thinking about Dr. Walker's Unmasked, National Women's History Month, audiobooks, or voiceover. Find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Richcreek. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2020.